Meanwhile, an international relations expert and MP for Wa Central, Rashid Belfo, has described the latest comments by Laurent Gbagbo that he is still the legitimate president of Cote d'Ivoire as last-moment tactics of a dying horse. He said Mr. Gbagbo has lost his legitimacy in Cote d'Ivoire and has also lost his respect across the globe. Alhaji Belfo, who is also the deputy majority leader in parliament, told GBC's George Asikre that Laurent Gbagbo has few hours left in office, hence it will be in his own interest to accept the offer of amnesty from South Africa and Angola.
Gbagbo has the last moment of his presidency to stay in power. And these last moments are very decisive for him. It is like the last moments of a dying horse who has some kicks to make. And those are suggest that he has some leverage, say that he wants to live in a particular way that will not be embarrassing to him, but that will also be treated, that would enable him to get some dignity out of living power. So these are very, very trying times for him. But they are also very decisive moments for both ECOWAS and for Cote d'Ivoire, you know, in ways that will enable ECOWAS not take the action they have proposed it, because Cote d'Ivoire freedom fighters have already done the job and not left on to him to recognize that when the battle started 600 kilometers away, and it's now at his very doorstep at his presidential palace, and he has to leave his house to go under the banker. He has nothing more to pay for.
There were reports that Gbagbo had suggested that he wanted to meet Mr. Ouattara. But then, is it possible that Gbagbo will have a meeting with Ouattara and that meeting could lead to maybe possible power sharing?
I think that is too late now. Doesn't have the leverage now to that. Lots of people have lost their lives because of that. Lots of destruction has taken place because of that. He has lost all respect of the international community. He has also lost the ability to stand up and say, this is what I want, because everything about his capacity to stand up to do that is gone.
So is it proper for him to continue to live in Ivory Coast?
It is going to be left on to him. It is going to also be left on to the president, the incoming president. And it will also be left on to his ability to now use this last moment to negotiate. All said and done, it is virtually impossible for him to stay in Cote d'Ivoire.
Alhaji Belfo said it is evident that Mr. Gbagbo will be the next African leader to face the International Criminal Court at The Hague for the killings in Cote d'Ivoire.
The only option for him now is to say that he wants to live in that particular country, and I hear South Africa and Angola have already offered him residence.
President Gbagbo earlier disobeyed the decision by ECOWAS that he should hand over to Ouattara. Now, if any of the ECOWAS member countries should grant him amnesty, won't it be a sort of betrayal?
No. If any one of them grants him amnesty and grants him residence, it will be a temporary situation.
The prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, Luis Ocampo, yesterday said he is closely monitoring the human rights violation on the ground. Is it possible that Gbagbo will be the next African leader to face the International Criminal Court?
Obvious. The writings are on the wall. Gbagbo has committed so much atrocities to his own people that he will have no other option but to succumb to the International Court of Justice.
International relations expert Alhaji Rashid Belfo talking to George Asikri.